The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. This is the third hour of tonight's program. You're with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And please, you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. We've been talking about drones, how to get through to Republicans, and the Pumpkin Fest conspiracy theory. But if you have a different conspiracy theory that you want to talk about Pumpkin Fest or anything else really that's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-3733. As soon as I said that, I sort of regretted it because this is not a conspiracy theory or anything like that. We just like to talk about interesting topics. So,
well, as the night goes on, it might be.
If you have something you want to share with us, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. One more time, 855-450-FREE, or on Skype, lrn.fm. Well, I think we're going to have to talk about the Talmud, Mark.
Yeah.
This is a little bit interesting.
Yeah, this is so I saw this meme on Facebook, right? And then I began to look into it, because folks don't believe everything you read in a meme on Facebook. I've been caught dozens of times, and I don't want to get caught anymore, so I tend to look.
Well, I agree. Okay, because I remember there was a meme that said the same thing, that Benjamin Franklin said, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. Right. So, yeah, exactly the point.
Yep. So I saw this meme, and it was two pictures of the Talmud and the Quran. And it says at the top here, Talmud says Jesus is boiling in semen in hell, and that the Virgin Mary is a whore. Quran, Jesus is the most quoted prophet, and Mary is the most holy woman in this book. Guess which one modern Christians support? And this, if it was a true statement, would be a pretty poignant statement, right? Like, this would be prescient.
It's actually almost shocking, I would think, to people who have this mainstream view of religion.
Well,
yeah.
I suppose a lot of people, I think everybody knows that the Quran is, because it's so heavily demonized in the United States. But I do wonder if everybody knows what the Talmud is.
I don't know it other than a Jewish religious document. That's
right.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, pretty
what
much.
What is the Talmud?
Yeah, I'll give a little background on what the Talmud is. And I'm not making an appeal from authority, but I am genetically, ethnically, I am a Kohanim, which means that I'm a Jew of the tribe of Levi, a descendant of Aaron.
How do you
Aaron.
Know?
You have a family. You have this really awesome family tree.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. And
all right.
So you're like a special breed of Jew, basically.
Right. Yeah, I'm in chosen people, there's like even layers within that. Anyway, never mind. So
it's all silly.
It's all crazy.
But I'm just saying. You have studied Judaism and religion
I was raised with it.
Extensively, as well as Christianity, right?
Right. So it's important to understand that what the Christians call the Old Testament in Judaism is called Torah. But Torah usually isn't just the Old Testament. It's often what the phrase will be, they'll call it Talmud Torah. Okay, and that's because the Talmud, which is a text written decently after the Torah was compiled or the Old Testament was compiled, is considered so authoritative that it's combined with it, and that you can't understand one without the other. Because in Judaism, you have the oral Torah and you have the written Torah. Okay, and the Talmud, now the oral Torah is this, what was supposedly said to Moses that never got written down, but it allows you to understand the written Torah, which is the Old Testament that everybody knows. I hope everybody's still with me. Okay, and the
oral Torah. Got
right, the oral Torah. And so at one point,
that's like the rural juror.
Sure. At one point, the most ironic thing occurred, that a bunch of rabbis actually wrote down the oral Torah, which they weren't supposed to do, but they did. It's the Mishnah.
Why wouldn't they?
And they put it right, exactly. And so then they put this is like what the first half of the Talmud is. Okay, so the Talmud is as holy as Torah. pretty much. So if you want to understand the scale of which, like, you can't just write it off and say, well, that book doesn't matter. No, to the people that follow the Old Testament and the Old Testament alone, unless you are a Kairite Jew, this is as important as the Old Testament.
Now, what's a Kairite Jew?
A Kairite Jew is a sect of Judaism that does not believe in rabbinicism. They don't believe in the Talmud. They just think that all you have is the Torah. There's no oral Torah. You just got the Old Testament. That's all you've got.
Got it.
Yeah. So they're very different.
That didn't even touch on the Noahides.
Noahide is just that's what Gentiles need to do. That's a whole other ballgame.
Got it.
They have like 7 laws they have to follow. So anyway, so the Talmud is incredibly important. And in fact, just another quick, kind of side note on it is that there are actually 2 of them. Usually when you hear the word Talmud, it's referencing the Babylonian Talmud, but there is also a Jerusalem Talmud that has not really been researched very well. But so it's not just one book, so you got to keep that in mind, too.
Okay,
is that the Assyrian Talmud?
Yeah. But normally it'll go by the name of Jerusalem Talmud.
Okay.
So,
what's the difference between the two of them?
I don't know the Jerusalem Talmud that well, but the Babylonian Talmud, the Talmud is a large part. It's the Mishnah, but it's also a collection of question and answer sessions. It's a bunch of Q&A with rabbis.
Okay. So this is just, this might be just 2 different versions of the same.
Yeah, it's 2 different schools. So it wouldn't really be the same stuff necessarily, but it's 2 different schools of these rabbis arguing with each other. And I think that's important to consider, for starters, with this statement, is that you have these books are just full of questions and not necessarily full of answers. And so, what one person says about, what was the quote again about Yeshua?
Well, that brings up a very important part of it to me, because they say Jesus in here. But anyway,
he's
boiling in semen in hell.
In case you're just joining us, this is not a religious talk show.
Right.
We are just talking about a meme that Mark saw on Facebook with someone who happens to have a very extensive unofficial study of religion.
Right. And in this meme, it says, according to the Talmud, it's comparing the Talmud and the Quran. And it says the Talmud says that Jesus is boiling in semen in hell and that the Virgin Mary is a whore, whereas the Quran says that Jesus is the most quoted prophet and Mary is the most holy woman mentioned in the book.
Okay.
And then at the bottom it says, guess which one modern Christians support? And I think that it's very interesting to look at. I'm not saying that, look, everybody on this show is to some extent or another ethnically Jewish. I'm not looking to get burned at the stake by a bunch of modern Nazis who have decided that that Jews are responsible for the crucifixion of Christ. It's ridiculous. However, I think that it's interesting that Christians today, oftentimes, it's sort of just your average Christian is pretty scared of Islam, but the Quran is pretty nice to Jesus.
Now, are they just picking out a quote there to kind of prove their point, or is the
whole
Quran?
Well, why would the Talmud say anything good about Jesus?
Well, all right, but here's first thought. This is the second part, is that Jesus' name isn't Jesus.
Right. That's really important.
Yeah, it's Yeshua, okay, which means Joshua. So it should actually be translated as Joshua, okay? But to confuse the Greek names and the King James Version, everybody came to kind of know him as Jesus to differentiate him from Joshua.
It's Yeshua ben Yosef of Nazareth, right?
Sure, yeah. So here's the thing, though, is that Yeshua is clearly, just because of that name delineation that even Christians knew needed to be done between Joshua of the Old Testament and Jesus of the New Testament, Yeshua is a really common name, especially at this time, for Jews. So it's really unclear that the Talmud is referencing.
But there's some context to it, though. When I was reading this, it's coming from Wikipedia here. I'm actually trying to find it.
Well, context, regardless, even if it's talking about him, you have some other issues, okay? And that is that you have Christianity, especially after the 4th century and Constantine the Great took over, okay? Christianity became the law of the empire, okay? You had to be a Christian. And so Christians got pretty gutsy, pretty ballsy, and started forcing themselves upon the other faiths around town, and that included Judaism. And so you get around in the 6th century where suddenly the Christians start asking about these verses in the Talmud, and then they start editing it. And so it's even debatable if the Babylonian Talmud we have now is accurately depicting what was, you know, what was originally written down. And with that in mind, you have to wonder if the Christians put in slanderous stuff just to demonize the Jews, just like they do with the Quran today. So it's questionable if what you have now is even a completely rabbinic text. It could be Christian in itself.
Wow, this is a rabbit hole that I didn't expect to go down. 855-450 free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the Live Sunday Show. And you're with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. 1-800-259-9233. That is our number here on Free Talk Live, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, 855-450-3733.
And, boy, if you are concerned about your privacy, we already talked about, of course, those lines of the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. ProXPN is a good start to get a VPN to take care of that privacy, but there's so much more to do. And fortunately, I am so happy to say that there are people working hard, getting together to make this happen, and you can join them. You can go to Hack the Trackers. And this is November 7th to November 8th in New York City. It's being put on by Ghostery, which is a great extension to get your hands on if you want more privacy. Ghostery is awesome. I know it's available for Firefox and Chrome. Also, DuckDuckGo is supporting this. DuckDuckGo is the alternative to Google as far as search engine goes. Okay, but you can get together with these people. They're going to be creating tools that make the web a more transparent place. Or, you know, you can help users manage how much data they share. I mean, this is the real deal. This is the kind of stuff people need to be supporting, these kind of gatherings like Hack the Trackers. And,
I bet you'd meet some fascinating people there.
Oh, absolutely. And the hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone made by Phil Zimmerman, who created PGP. It's something you want to get your hands on. So participation is free. Registration's open now. You can go to hackthetrackers.com to get more information on that. I am so excited about this.
Ought to be fun. So I guess what we're talking about here is the this meme that I saw on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's really kind of interesting. What it does is it's comparing the Talmud and the Quran. And, I never really spent much time thinking about the Talmud, but it's in comparison to the Quran here is saying that the Talmud has Jesus being boiled in semen and calling Mary a whore, and the Quran claims that that Jesus is the most quoted of the prophets and that Mary is a revered woman. So, and then they say, which one do you think that modern Christians support?
And what's the agenda of the person who produced that meme?
Yes, that's clear. What is the agenda?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who produced the meme?
It seems it's one of those memes. Yeah, it's an anonymous meme.
So doesn't it get shared by some page or something like that? Or
I didn't track it all the way back. All I saw was the guy that shared it.
Well, for future
a propensity for conspiracy theories.
Okay. Well, all you meme generators out there, just a pro tip. You know, if you think your meme's going to go viral, put your information in the picture so that people can find your website or whatever.
But if you want to be found, but this,
right, unless
don't.
You want to just push like kind of what may be anti-Semitic nonsense, you know, going around.
Yeah, or
I can see why someone wouldn't want to be tracked.
Or is it pro-Muslim? I don't know. I mean, I really don't have many answers to this.
For me, what it would
personally,
be, what I say is that I'm not looking for any particular religion. I'm scared of the anti-Muslim fervor that goes on in this country.
Sure.
I'm a little concerned with the way Muslims act in the Middle East, too, but I've come to the conclusion in my life that it's probably a reaction to the fact that the West has been interfering since the fall of the Ottoman Empire and even before that in the Middle East. So this region has never had a chance to come to equilibrium. And then they throw in this this Jewish state in the middle of it and expect everything to go well, and it certainly hasn't. I'm not saying that I think, you know, people that own property in Israel deserve to be whole and safe in their property. I'm not claiming that. I'm just saying, hey, everybody settle down about all your, you know, religious texts. Just settle down about it.
Yeah.
You probably don't know everything. And this is interesting that the Talmud, where, you know, so many modern Christians would say, yeah, the Jews are the good guys and the Arabs are the bad guys. Well, the Talmud's got Jesus boiling in, actually, I've got the, from Wikipedia here, it's wikipedia.org/wiki/Jesus in the Talmud, and this quote here is, it's long and it doesn't make much sense, but I can start it and try to give you some idea. And remember, this sounds like a religious text, so
we do have
really
some calls
awful
on the line, but yeah, what is the
okay
quote?
Well, let's take the calls because it's a mess.
Well, if someone was boiling in excrement, it probably would be a mess. But anyway, let's talk to Steve in Iowa. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I wanted to talk about the flight ban that they were discussing, and the president and the Congress and all that was going to decide whether they wanted to stop it. And my point is, all of these people...
Are you talking about in response to, because they're concerned about Ebola, they're going to block flights to West Africa or from West Africa?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And my point is, there's about 150 to 200 people coming in every day from the three countries. That's kind of the figures I've heard. And what I find so surprising is right now I'm driving, I'm heading to Cleveland, and I heard on the radio that they had that woven to Atlantic and Cleveland and all that kind of stuff. And typically what I do is I go to Cleveland, I fly down to Florida, the other part of my business is down there. I'm seriously considering driving down, like trying to set up appointments on the way down. Normally I would never do that. Now, what I'm thinking is you've got 150 to 200 people coming in here, and they're doing this every day, multiply it by a week. But multiply the people like me who are changing their plans and who are disrupting their lives just because we're not stopping the people coming in. It seems absurd to me.
Well, how would you stopping people from coming into the country? That seems pretty difficult to do. And who are you going to stop coming in? Are you just talking about non-citizens or citizens too? Are you going to shut down the country for the next month and everybody who happens to be abroad doesn't get to come back? And what are the legal ramifications of keeping a U.S. citizen out of the country over a disease at this point, which is about 60,000 times less deadly than the flu?
Well, I think the first thing that they should do is, stop giving out visas. Like, I think you can still get a visa right now from one of those three nations to come to America.
Isn't it really hard to get a visa?
I don't think it's that difficult. People are doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried to do it lately, but, I've heard stories definitely of people who try to go the legal route and get the visa, and they just have...
I'm willing to bet that there's somebody sitting at the Immigration Naturalization Services or whatever sitting on those visas, and that none of them are getting approved right now. I mean, I'm just willing to bet. I think that they're probably not going to come out and say that they're, oh, yeah, we're approving Liberian visas all over the place, but...
So there was an Ebola outbreak in Zaire in the 90s, wasn't there? And people were still flying then. I mean, didn't it basically just fizzle out?
Are you talking to me? I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yes, there was.
The guy that came over, Mr. Duncan, he was one person. And what I'm saying is look at what he's created.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little
every year there's some kerfuffle about medicine. It's if it's not SARS, it's H1N1, it's mad cow. I mean, there's always something that doesn't amount
to
much.
Thanks for the call, Steve. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here on the show. 855-450-FREE. Are you scared?
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to mymagicmud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. mymagicmud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're so glad you're joining us. The number to call is 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733. Those are, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. And by the way, if you want to connect with us on social media, Mark was just talking about Free Talk Live's Facebook page just recently, or you want to get on our email list, you can find all of that stuff at news.freetalklive.com. Great way to connect with the show. And we do share updates during the show on things that we're speaking about live on the show as well as throughout the week.
ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether you want to get Bitcoin, and now I think is a great time to get Bitcoin. I haven't been paying much attention to the other altcoins, as they're called, but they do have Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer. And I think this is the best option, is you can make a deposit at a local credit union somewhere near you, as long as they have shared branching, and get your cryptocurrency within a business day. That's fast, and I don't know how many places you can get it faster than that. Just go to expresscoin.com if you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get $40 worth of your cryptocurrency, all at no fee, up to $40 worth, no fee. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Pat in Iowa. Hi, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
In your discussion of the Talmud and the Quran, and I just had a, I think the important thing to take away from that meme is not, you know, hopefully not any kind of anti-Semitism, because obviously it should be discarded, but that there's just not really a good reason for this disparity in our the Western thought of Muslims and the Jews. We seem to have this ally feeling, this solidarity with you know, Jewishness and the Talmud, yet we seem to have this fear of Islam, yet Islam may be more ideologically consistent with us, and it's just very interesting, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it is, I guess, maybe made to make you think. Who do you think produced that meme? Like, if you had to guess at the origins of it, who do you think made it?
I mean, likely, a Muslim, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should discard it. I think they just don't really understand the reason that we seem to have this fear of Islam in the West. It may not be a fear, but we definitely don't feel the kind of solidarity that we do with Judaism, you know? Like, you definitely don't see that.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
I mean, we is a generalization. But
yeah,
I get
it's a
what
generalization. It rings true for me. I was raised Goy and only recently found out through some genetic test that I've got that I qualify as a Jew because the matriarchal line in my family happens to be Ashkenazi. I had no relationship to this. To me, Jews are still them, not we. But I like them. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. When you zoom out on the big picture, you know, maybe everybody has personal religious beliefs, but there's enough group fighting in the world. Like, can't we all just get along? I hate to say it like that. Final thoughts, Pat?
Just that there's just not a lot to back up this feeling of difference from Islam, and it's actually a lot, you know, closer to us than we really think, and yet we still just seem to think that they are vastly different than us. Very unnecessarily, I think.
Yep, I hear you. Thanks for the call tonight, Pat. Let's talk to Sam in Indiana. Hi, Sam. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I wanted to call and ask you guys where you thought, not the last caller, but the one before the break, where you think he's getting all of his fear of Ebola from. Because even though I live in southern Indiana, which tends to be extremely conservative, I've managed to become very liberal, going to a college and getting my media online and stuff, and I have only heard people talking about how it's not dangerous.
Oh, well, there's absolutely, it's going on out there where politicians are grandstanding on this one and saying, you know, we need to shut the borders. Consider for a second that an election's coming up and that everything that goes wrong in this country is the fault of the president, and that every president that has had a second term in my lifetime, that second term has always had a scandal somewhere around year six. For Clinton, it was year five. And that is a huge lever, a crowbar that can be used by the other party to kind of, create fear, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that's really important in an election period because you're...
So what's Obama's scandal?
Well, he's got a line of scandals, mm-hmm. You know, between the IRS targeting, political groups, the
Benghazi.
Benghazi. That's a big one.
Yeah, I was kind of asking because I couldn't just focus on one. I mean,
there's so many of them. But, you know, if you can create fear and upset, then people are more likely to vote for the other party. People tend to run home to mommy when they when things are going bad in their life, and that's what the Republicans are hoping for.
Yeah, you know, I was just when Brian and I were driving to the studio tonight, we passed by a billboard that said "Protect your family, close the borders, vote Republican."
Yes.
Oh man,
drove by that near my house.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they definitely do play off of people's fears, but on the other hand, like there are confusing messages about Ebola in the media, right? Like, on one hand, they're reporting all these outbreaks and people are getting infected and, you know, the nurses are saying they didn't have the proper protective equipment. But then on the other hand, there are CDC people coming out and other media reporting, oh, well, it's not very contagious. You can't get it unless someone vomits on you and sprays you with blood. It's not airborne and so forth. And people don't know what to believe. They're probably confused, and that doesn't lead to a feeling of a sense of security, I would imagine.
Okay, but it's not the Libertarians. Is this a Tea Party thing or is this a Republican thing? I know that the two mix a lot, but I didn't know if this was just like Fox News' personal movement or if there were a lot of media outlets that I don't listen to or pay attention to that were pumping the same fear into the public.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't pay as much attention to
Republican media because I don't report on it. It's not my goal to debunk Fox News because I would have to spend, in my opinion, as much time trying to debunk MSN, which is just as bad to my mind. So I think that this is going to be used by anybody who wants to shut the borders, has a feeling of xenophobia, is just proclivity towards fear,
or who wants to get money for the CDC,
and
who
wants to get the Democrats out.
It's just overall, I think. I mean, aren't voting numbers way down? If I'm not mistaken.
Well, the most votes that were recorded were for Obama, I think, in his first, maybe his second election.
You got to keep coming up with reasons to get people to care about the system, you know. And I think that goes bipartisan.
Yeah, I think that may be it. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Stay safe out there, of course, everybody. Leo is listening in North Carolina. Hi, Leo. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well tonight.
I'm not really sure. Where are you guys sitting on the fence of bipartisanship here? Are you on the progressive side or on the liberal or on the conservative side?
We're like floating outside of the box. We're I don't consider myself either.
Yeah, there's three different people here, so you might get three different answers. But, I mean, myself, I have no partisanship at all.
Yeah.
Okay, I only just tuned into this part of the program. I'm listening to a more conservative radio station here in Asheville.
Welcome.
Yeah, I like to sit on more of the constitutional side of things and maybe the more logical side of things. So what I was thinking
is... I used to call myself a constitutionalist at one point in my life. I kind of moved beyond that when I read some of Lysander Spooner. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was an abolitionist and in the 1870s he corresponded a great deal with Grover Cleveland. And one of, I think, a very prescient quote from him is that the Constitution has either authorized the government we have or has been powerless to prevent it. And I think that even more today, that is a very important statement.
Leo, hold that thought. I know you have more to say. We'll get into that here in moments on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Last segment's coming up. Time to squeeze in your calls if you make them. 855-450-FREE here on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Hardin Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. Only moments remain. So if you want to take advantage of our open phones policy, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind, the way to do that is by dialing 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
So here on Free Talk Live, we talk about currencies that have value on them. And the one that's the oldest out there is metal, silver, gold. These have been used for currency for thousands of years. And if you want to get some gold and silver as either a hedge against inflation or a barter currency in case things go poorly or as some kind of investment, it seems like silver is really poised to go upward here. It's been as high as $50, and recently it was $17.50 when I looked. So probably a good idea to buy now. It's hard to believe that it will ever go this low again, but I've said that before. So you can just go to gold.freetalklive.com, get some great rates on some great coins, either gold or silver, and help Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. And by the way, tonight you're joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. Let's go back to Leo listening in North Carolina. Hey, Leo. So you had just called and you were kind of feeling us out as to where we are in the partisan spectrum, and we, all three of us tonight, I think, kind of maybe consider ourselves a little bit outside of the spectrum, or not, definitely not on either side of it. But what else did you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I'm glad you guys are not contained within the box, but really what I want to talk about was this whole Ebola thing. You know, we got the right side saying, oh my God, let's close the borders, and the left side being like, what's the big deal? You know, and then we look at the lack of response by the CDC and our POTUS and all this. Well, you know, I think about it, and I've done the research. You know, at the low deaths are
4,000, a little under, up to 42,000, and this is per year for the influenza virus. You know, we're not freaked out about influenza except for, you know, H1N1, all this crap, but anyway.
Which, yeah, know, the last time there was a big flu scare, it turned out that that strain of the flu was less deadly than the normal flu, right? People were crazy about the swine flu, right, a couple of years ago back in, I think it was like 2009, yeah. And it turned out to be less deadly than the seasonal flu that year. So that was kind of a
problem. Go get your vaccinations, you'll be fine, blah, 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 you know, but that's a bunch of crap, in my opinion, but... Hey, that's,
you know, it's amazing how much this vaccination thing gets pushed. Like, there's stores giving you discounts now if you go get your vaccination. Like, it is, it's yeah. a little strange just how hard that's getting pushed.
Yeah, in fact, you know, I definitely have some skepticism about that, about the flu vaccines. I mean, they're, if you look at how effective they are at actually stopping, preventing you from getting the flu, they're like, they give you like maybe 30 to 60% protection, but it's different every year. And
they're guessing on the flu vaccine.
Or they yeah, if they're producing a new vaccine. Or something worse than that, you know.
Sorry, what was that?
A lot of things. I said, or they give you Guillain-Barré syndrome or something to that effect. You know,
oh, Guillain-Barré. Yeah, that was with the swine flu vaccine in the 1970s where a bunch of people got paralyzed and some died. Yeah, there's yeah. always risks with vaccines. And
every medical
not...
procedure has risks.
Absolutely.
And that's why I, you know, let's take very seriously the medical procedures that we get.
Right on. So what do you think about Ebola? Are you kind of skeptical that it's actually as scary as people are saying?
Well, I think that it could get extremely bad, or it could be nothing. You know, just like the statistics that I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of people who die. And in West Africa, you know, 8,000 people have gotten it, 4,000 people have died. That's still, I mean, since March, that's not a high amount of people roughly compared to every year the swine, not the swine flu, just the flu in general, you know, kill. So should we be worried about it? Yes. But the thing that I'm looking at is that, as, well, Adolf Hitler said, was the best way to get to control the people is through the fear of sudden death. So we're sitting here clamoring all about, hey, close the borders, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I think they'll oblige at some point, and are we going to like it then? Do we trade liberties for security in order to have none? Is kind of what I'm thinking with the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what always seems to happen. Whenever you exchange yourself some liberty, then for some protection, you get neither of them.
Yeah, I hear you, Leo, and thanks for the call tonight. I'm glad you're out there listening. I mean, what is scarier, the prospect of getting Ebola or the prospect of being trapped on lockdown in your own country and not being able to leave even if you want to, right?
This is, you know, we're constantly inundated with these. You know, at some point it was drug-resistant tuberculosis coming from the Mexicans, and we got to keep the Mexicans out.
Oh, do you remember that? Yeah, like years ago, everybody was concerned about that, and there were rumors that there were all these, you know, incurable tuberculosis. They were going to cough all over you and come to the U.S. and infect everybody.
It was the reason for locking down the border, the southern border.
Didn't exactly work that way.
You know, Americans, U.S. citizens have been crossing that border for years, and they haven't brought back any drug-resistant tuberculosis. So the scare tactics often are used in order to achieve some other political goal. And, you know, this sort of Machiavellian theory behind it is you just got to be very careful of what the media says, because the media shares a goal with the government. The media generally wants you to be very, very frightened, because frightened people watch TV. Wait, go to Florida and see when a hurricane comes and what everybody's doing.
Oh,
everybody's watching the television to see where the hurricane is.
Yeah.
Okay. Scared people watch TVs. They buy newspapers. Scared people love the government. The government needs to save them. So they really have this thing going on. Is the media and the government really work together to scare the bejesus out of you? And as long as they can do that, they've got you. They've got you buying, consuming their media, and they've got you, you know, supporting their politicians.
Yeah, feeling secure, I mean, it's such a basic human need. And the fact that there is such extreme monopolizing on the securing of a human being, that being governments, okay, and big ones at that, and they just seem to get bigger, not smaller, is really, I mean, people should see that. Boy, that's very twisted that I don't have this many options in something that I am so concerned about, you know, being one's own well-being, that you have so few options out there, and you really do. In fact, even if you didn't think the U.S. was doing a good job of securing you, of protecting you from whatever, you know, Ebola you take, or, you know, Mexicans, or whatever you think is a problem, okay, whether they are or actually not, because I don't think Mexicans are a problem, you know, try leaving. Try going to another one of these monopolies. Have a good time with that, because it's a pain in the butt to do it by the system. It's really, I mean, this shouldn't exist. This kind of control over your own security should not exist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, fear creates dependence, right? When people feel scared, they kind of run to someone to give them that sense of security, like you said, Brian, and it's going to be either the media or the government. And actually, this is the same thing I think that religion does. You know, they scare people with the promises of eternal damnation, and they say, oh, but we can save you. Just give us your money and your moral support and your allegiance and so forth.
Sure.
So we've seen this movie before, right? And yeah. We know how it ends.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, you know, religion used to do a better job of giving you something out of the deal. Of course, they didn't really give you something out of the deal because
a cracker and some juice.
Yeah. All right, there isn't an afterlife, but they used to say, look, you do this, and we'll pardon you. We'll give you, we'll give you indulgences, and you get to, you know, go to heaven instantaneously for just doing this thing. As to where the government really gives you nothing, you know, so I'd almost score one for religion for at least trying to, you know, incentivize you. There is no incentive for government at all. The only thing they have in their, you know, arsenal is fear, and boy, do they seem to be good at it. Whether it's real or not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just looking up on Wikipedia the list of Ebola outbreaks historically, and there's been one pretty much every single year in some part of Africa.
This has to be a pretty big one. I mean, you know, thousands of people have died, but this isn't West Africa, and there's a lot of sanitation options. That people aren't living in the same conditions, and sanitation options are better, and I don't know. I guess I'm just not scared.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Just a quick funny story at how well marketing can work. Okay, there is in the 90s, there was this big deal in comic books where Superman died. It was the death of Superman. Okay, this was huge. It sold millions of copies, best-selling comic probably of all time. It was this major deal. And everybody was like, oh my, I mean, and then it was in the newspapers. I remember I was a little kid and I was crying. And you know, it was just crazy, this hysteria over the fact that DC's going to kill off Superman. You know, he is going to die, and Superman's never died. And it was crap. Superman died twice a year, you know, in the like over and over and over again. For decades, Superman would die. Why was this a special one? Because of all the marketing hype. And if you can do that to people on just something as unimportant as comic books, I mean, believe me, when it's something far more real, it's just that much easier to scare the crap out of people over something or to get them to buy it.
Absolutely. Stay safe out there and stay independent, too. You know, don't let the fear get you down. This is Free Talk Live. This has been Free Talk Live. You can find us at freetalklive.com. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health.
and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.